This is your warning. May contain swearing. May contain bodily functions. Just saying, that's happened, in case you've been around. So maybe no little ones, because unless you want to have that awkward conversation. Thanks. From day one, you fought for your life, and you blew everyone away. Hi.
Hi.
I'm Alicia.
I'm Jesse. Usually you're like, hi, welcome.
Like, why are you looking at me crazy? Did just, I say it wrong?
No, you just threw me off. Normally you're all like, hi, welcome.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. And we are...
Changing the Chances.
Hello.
Hi, welcome back.
Welcome to the show.
Today, we're like... Oh.
We are all just trying to talk over each other. We don't know what's happening.
I'll just sit here and look good.
Yeah. Got this. So it is May. Welcome to May.
It is May.
As of today, the day we are recording.
We're like a whole week into May, actually, right now.
But as we are recording currently... There is only 15 days left of school.
Dun, dun, dun.
That's it.
Dun, dun, dun.
That doesn't sound like very much.
No, but...
At all.
Know, it's... For someone who has really struggled the last, 3 years? 2 years?
4 years?
Yeah, pretty much all of...
All of, the years?
Yeah, since she started school. She has, knock on wood... had a great year and has not had any hospital stays.
Oh my gosh.
And if
it is crazy, which
we can get through the next 15 days, it'll be it'll be a great accomplishment.
I mean, it's technically more than 15 days altogether, but just of actual school days, there's only 15. So by the time this comes out, there'll be 10 or something like that. But I just thought it was crazy when I read the number today. I'm like, that's it? That's all that's left. dang.
And then there's this long break.
You know, he makes a sound like it's going to affect him. It changes nothing for him. Do you want to know why? Because he's still going to get up and he's still going to go to work. The only thing that's going to change is that I'm going to be home all day with our child.
I was doing the for you.
Are you sure?
Because you're like, I'm going to have to. Figure Whoa. Out how to totally occupy her all day.
All day. Which, is crazy. So
I think. Now that it's warming up, though, it'll be easier because you can go outside and we can put the pool out and, all that stuff.
Yeah, we do love the pool. But I was just thinking about it because it sounds crazy to feel almost overwhelmed by the idea that she's going to be here all day. And not because I don't love having her here, but she really is at a stage in her life where she is if we are not. Doing something or entertaining me or just something. Just engaging. Constantly.
Yes, always. Which is great. I mean,
if you have people to help you, but if it's you alone, all day, every day, it's going to be a lot. And we're talking about this this has never happened before.
No, but she gets bored quite easily now. You could keep her entertained for, a while just doing, little things. And now those little things, you get a smile and it's that's it.
Well, so I was thinking about it and it's not even just that. Even though she's never made it through an entire school year, which means she's been home with me for many, many, many more days than she will be for this summer. I think the difference is most of those times, again, we're spent in a hospital or she's spent not feeling well or so. Clearly, her demeanor is different. She does want to chillax and keep things low key because she doesn't feel good. Yeah. Or we're obviously again in an hospital. And
who really wants to go out and jump around and do all these fun things when they've been throwing up and they're sick and they have an infection here or there or wherever.
Yeah, whatever the story may be.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's just looking a little different because she is going to just be, which I'm happy. I am happy for a healthy kid. I am not complaining. I am not complaining. I am not complaining. Just I am really just trying to plan ahead for it because
Yeah. Like, because if her great trend continues, you know, and she doesn't have any hospital stays or anything, she's probably going to be quite rambunctious.
Yes.
And want to, you know, be out and this, that, and the other.
Yes.
So, like, this weekend, again, was crap weather-wise. I wanted to take her out and go for a walk and stuff, and it was. It was just windy and crappy, and
it was kind
of rainy, and just not ideal at all. But hopefully, you know, now that we're in May, things will start to look up a little bit as far as weather being okay.
We say that, but currently it looks like it's going to rain, and it's windy as crazy right now.
Gross.
Yeah, but hopefully it'll turn around.
All you can do is hope.
But, you know, lots of good stuff has come other from being in school this long, other than, you know,
she got to experience things at school that she hasn't been able to previously because she's either been in a hospital stay or been released from the hospital, but we've kept her home because, you know, due to the fact that she is still recovering.
Yeah.
And, you know,
infection
is a very big possibility on some of these things.
So recently we just did the fun run at school. I don't know if all schools do this. I don't really know what, but you know, that's just a day where they map out a giant track through the neighborhoods and the kids get to run it. And Piper has never been in school for the fun run. So I went and pushed her with her classmates and it was super fun. And she got to eat an Otter Pop, which was the first time she's ever had an Otter Pop. We've never given her one.
We haven't given her one?
No. Because she doesn't tend to like cold things, so we don't really explore that avenue. But I did at school, and actually, she didn't seem to mind it at all.
The other day, when we went to Dutch Brothers, and I got that mango-rita.
The lemonade?
Yeah. And I had it mixed. Yeah. I gave her some, and I told her beforehand, I said, you're going to have to move your tongue around. It's cold.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I told her, like, you could tell she started thinking about it. You could see, like, you know, little gears turning.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as, because I took it in the straw, you know how you put it in the straw and you just get a little bit in the straw. And I put it in her mouth and she did okay. She did okay. Like she didn't do that like, oh, get the, because it's cold.
Yeah.
Like, she didn't have that. And she did. She started moving her tongue immediately, like moving it around. Because it's a like a slushy kind of.
So yeah.
It melts and it warms up pretty quick.
Yeah. One of the upsides to finishing a school year. Is I myself have actually got to learn like the staff this year. I mean, you know, I've always known like the basics, but
now that, you know, you've learned them, a bunch of them are leaving.
A bunch of them are leaving?
At the school?
Uh-huh.
Didn't you say like the secretary lady was leaving and like another lady?
Yeah, the office ladies, one of them left already and the secretary is leaving, yeah. But I don't know about anybody else at the current mom. Oh, and the speech therapist is leaving, and she's super nice. So, I mean, you know, it's kind of a bummer, but
hopefully, some other kids get to benefit from you know her abilities of you know what she specializes in, speech therapy and stuff.
Agreed. So, yeah, that was interesting. But I also volunteered a lot more this year than I ever have in all the past years combined. I think that also plays a factor into getting to know the staff and like the people.
Okay.
When you're around more, I guess, when you show your face, you don't just drop her off and skulk away.
Bye.
I was never here. It's kind of how I live life a little bit. I was never here. It's fine. We just had a teacher appreciation week.
Yeah.
That was super fun. I helped decorate for it because, well, why not, I guess? I don't know.
Look at you being all like soccer mom and
PTA. Don't. First of all, I'm never joining the PTA. Doesn't matter how much certain people keep asking me to join it. I'm never joining. I don't think I have to worry about being technically a soccer mom. I don't think that's in our cards. So.
Yeah, I mean.
I will take her anywhere, but I'm like, I don't think soccer's it.
I can't run up and down a soccer field. I would keep up with no one, not even other children. if I was trying to push her around, you know, to like do like a special soccer team or something, I would probably have a heart attack and die on the field. What's wrong with this old guy? He's dying.
It's fine. He'll be fine. Don't worry about him. But I did make a, again, I've never been around for Teacher Appreciation Week. And I am terrible at showing my appreciation to the teachers, even though I love them very much. Because they're amazing humans. Well, also,
it's really hard. Like,
so this is my problem. This is my biggest problem with giving gifts in general, which we have talked about pretty much.
Yeah.
Is I don't want to buy a gift just to buy a gift. I do not want to give a gift just because somebody feels like I should. And I, Teacher Appreciation Week feels like one of those moments. We should appreciate our teachers 100%, but it definitely feels like the pressure. Like, you should bring something to your teachers to show their appreciation. No. I don't want to just buy you something to buy you something. It just, I can't. I hate it.
I want to get you something that you're going to, like, benefit from.
Benefit. On some or, like, level. Super love. You're like, gonna, yeah.
You're going to use it, or you're going to display it, or
something, right?
You know, like, it's not going to just get shoved off to a corner or whatever. Like, and I get it. Things like that happen, but
I know. And I'm sure they do appreciate it, but I'm just somebody who can't convince myself that's what I want to do. That's my own personal problem. That's my thing. But I did make Piper's teacher a wreath. Is that what we're calling it?
I guess it was a classroom decoration.
Yeah. Well, lots of teachers put them, like, put wreaths that have, like, their names on the door. Yeah, like
on the door and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah. So it's kind of like what I made for her.
I think for what it, you know, what it's for, I think you did a great job. I thought it turned out really nice, babe.
She seemed excited to receive it. You know, the upside of giving it to her at the end of the year is if she accidentally loses it over the summer because she does hate it. Like, you know, like there's plenty of time to, like, accidentally misplace it or something.
I don't know what happened to that over the summer. I'm so sorry.
But no, I did. I made her a thing for her door because she didn't have one. And she said she loved it. And she seemed genuinely excited. And it was my first go around. And so it was far from perfect.
I think you did a great job.
But... see, but you know, for me, that felt way more like personal. It has her name on it. I took the time to do it. I didn't just like run to a store and like just buy something off the shelf and
just something generic like, oh, here, Teacher Appreciation Day, here, have a paperweight.
Yeah. Like, yeah. So I don't know. That's where my head is at. But, and again, I'll never know how much to show appreciation to her because she is fantastic. And I have thoroughly enjoyed her teachers this year. So,
and I, this kind of goes back to like when Piper was first born, you know, all of her like primary nurses and like the lady that came in on her day off when she was first born and like thread it. I can never thank you enough. There's nothing in the world that I can do, but it's like, what can I get you? Like, what?
Yeah.
Do you have like some weird obsession with Jolly Ranchers? Like, I will buy you bags. Like, you know, like, what can I do to show my appreciation? Yeah. But yeah, like, especially if like a teacher has mentioned something, like, oh, yeah, I think those are kind of cool. And then to do it, I think you did a great job. It looked really nice.
I will post a picture. Not
generic.
Because I am proud of it for my first attempt. I do like to try new crafty things. They're not always successful. Let's just be completely honest. And I fail a lot. But this one turned out okay.
Yeah, turned out pretty good. You should be proud.
So that leads us into, you know, again, school will end and we will head on into summer. And that will start a whole new adventure, maybe. Or I might go crazy. I mean, you guys will know. We will tell you firsthand here. I might just go crazy. We don't know.
Let's be honest. There was a point in our relationship where I did think you were a little crazy.
Yeah, well, it had nothing to do with kids, though.
No, it had nothing to do with kids. No. It had to do with trying to prevent
the whole other issue. Yeah. Oh, but there is field day coming up at school.
Oh, that'll be nice. I don't think Piper's ever
never been to a field day.
She's never been to a field day.
And so I don't actually know what that entails. I actually know nothing. So I'm just hoping it's fun and I'll probably go. I don't know.
Well, and whether you do or not, I mean, I think her paras at school are still gonna like participate with her.
Yeah. No, they're amazing.
Yes, they are.
Again, all this year has been amazing, and her pairs are fabulous. I have loved them very much, which is also why I'm glad she's got to spend so much time at school this year, because the people there have been just...
She's made some really good, genuine connections with some individuals, and I think it's great. I really do. Like, you can see that Piper is growing and maturing in her personality. She's recognizing people quicker, which is great. That's honestly, for me, that's one of the things I've always strived for her, is to be able to interact with others around her.
Yeah.
You know, more accessibly.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, even for us, we're her mom and dad, we still do guesswork all the time.
And we probably will the rest of our lives.
Well, yeah. But it is nice to see that, you know, like, she's recognizing people that are saying hi to her.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they will compliment her on her bow in her hair, and she gets all excited and will start, you know, interacting, which is great.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Of course. 1,000,000%. They actually just went out to eat on over the weekend. And
that's so funny that you are starting to say that. I was just thinking the same thing.
Some kids would come up and say hi to her because they do go to school with her. And when I saw them, I knew they did, and they came up and said hi, and I thought that was super sweet.
Yeah, Piper was not feeling it.
No, she 100% was like, cool, I don't want to do this.
I don't want to say hi to you. But it was very sweet that this brother and sister were nice enough to come over and say hi to her.
Yeah.
You know,
and they are, like, so this is something that I've noticed also, again, because I've been around school way more this year than ever in my life. When we were at the fun run, so there is a girl in Piper's class, and they get along really well. And she's older. She's in sixth grade. And this is her sped class, so she has her own challenges. And...
Sweet girl, though.
So sweet. So sweet. And her and Piper just get along fantastically well.
From my understanding, they are thick as thieves.
They are best friends. And it's just funny, because I talk about the love of the students at school for Piper. And because it's what I see, because I'm Piper's mom, of course. But being there at the school for the fun run and being around with her bestie, like, the love extends. There's no lack of love. Like, this isn't like Piper is special. I never thought that. I mean, she's special to me. But
yeah, I'm like, to us, she is. But like, above anyone else, no. We have never thought she's above anyone else or better than anyone else or should be recognized more than anyone else.
But I could see the love that the students also had for this, for
her friend, for her fellow student.
Yeah. So, I mean,
which is sweet, because I think if these kids are introduced to peers that have these challenges and difficulties at an early age,
yeah,
I feel like it's easier for them to learn to accept them.
Well, yeah, and to have compassion and to understand that they're just people like you.
Hey, guess what? They like to run and laugh and have fun and enjoy themselves and have a good time just like everyone else.
Yeah, 100%.
Are they a little different? Sure. But guess what? We're human. We're all different.
Right? Welcome.
Like, seriously.
Welcome to the world. So that was a good experience we had at school, but really just was. To see that
I thought you were still talking about the one at Capriati or at the restaurant.
Oh yeah, but that was still it great. Was super, it was fabulous. Sweet. I mean, and the mom said hi when she walked out, and it was very nice.
It is because, you know, it does give me hope in humanity that, you know, like, people are in society, I think it's still, people are still like, ooh, Don't say anything.
Yeah, and that still is. Like, which, it's not going to happen.
It's still kind of like, you know, kind of like that stereotypical, like, just better off not saying anything. But there are people, I've noticed, there are more people that will just, and I've noticed, like, when we go out to eat or something, someone will walk by and just, well, she is just so beautiful. Oh, she's a darling. And it's like, well, thank you very much. You know,
like, because she is, yeah.
We're biased, right. We think so, but thank you. I'll take that compliment for her.
Right? I'm not going to argue with that.
I've noticed that there have been more people that are more open and more compassionate, you know, of late, which has been really nice.
I think we've been really lucky, honestly.
We have.
So,
but I also think that, you know, I think these parents, especially parents of these other children, and because these aren't the first children that have approached Piper just to say hi, like when we were up at, what was it, like Bountiful or something like that, and those little boys went and picked those flowers for her.
And yeah, we were waiting for a table at a restaurant.
Yeah,
and the mom came
they
up.
They didn't know us from Jack.
Nope, they just wanted to give her a flower.
Give her a flower.
Oh, and man.
It was like, you're doing all right.
Yeah.
You know, like you just want to tell that parent, like, you're doing all
right. Good job.
If
good job.
If you ever questioned yourself, this right here, what your kid just did, you're doing all right.
This moment right now.
This moment right here makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it has been nice. And I've even noticed it this year, you know, her getting to be there all year.
Yeah.
Getting the experience, you know, all the things firsthand, like.
Yeah.
The run and, you know, all that stuff. Like, she's getting to do these things and enjoying them. And
yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry, kid. You know, you could have been doing these things all this time, but unfortunately,
again,
that was not the hand you were dealt.
Life.
Yep, life.
Sometimes life is not what you want it to be. So.
But hey, it's been a good year.
Yes.
We're going to take it.
I'm going to take it.
100%.
Wholeheartedly. Yep.
And like you said, I mean, it's summer break is literally right around the corner. Like,
I know. And I am excited. I do.
I'm excited for it to warm up so we can get the pool out.
Love spending time.
She loves being in the pool.
Yeah. And I do love spending time with Piper. Like, we have a great bond. She's fantastic. I think that she hates spending time with me because, just like any child ever, who wants to spend every day with their parents?
Exactly. But I don't know how much she understands that, like, I'm sure she understands more than I probably give her credit for, but just like yesterday, man, she was so demanding on wanting to do something. So, stand up, move around, jump on the medicine ball and all these things. And it's like, kid, you're tall and you're heavy. And you're really, you know, like, I love
it's just funny because she's not heavy. Like, I mean, she, like,
no,
she is, but she's not really. She
really isn't.
Yeah. No, you know. I mean, the number will tell you differently. She's not heavy, but yes.
When it's just dead weight, or if she decides to get excited and start pushing and throwing her weight around uncontrollably, it's like, you know, you're still 45, 50 pounds of weight.
Yeah.
You know, and
so
it does. It starts to, I feel it in my back.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you do it all day.
I'm lucky.
Yeah, you're a soldier.
I'm just lucky. It's all luck. So, you know, I am sure as summer comes and we start getting into it, we will throw out an update on that because, again, I might have gone crazy. And then, of course, in the middle of summer, we have surgery. So we will talk about that as it gets closer because we will definitely have things. I think I'm going to try and convince Maxwell to teach me how to record. And I want to record a podcast from the hospital because I think it would be awesome.
He hates
this idea, by the way. Oh, he gave me a look and I thought he hated it. Now he looks confused. I don't know what's happening. But
he looks genuinely confused. I threw him for a loop for something you said. Threw him for a loop.
I know.
That was my idea, like, 7 months ago.
I know. But so, we haven't been in the hospital, so.
Don't jinx it. Let's not. I'd rather record from the basement than the hospital, to be honest.
I'm going
to
be there. I mean, it's already planned. I'm going to be there, so.
Yeah, this is true. I mean.
I can give a live update. We can just throw, and I won't be home, so we can't record. So it might be just a solo episode of me just saying what's going on.
The day after surgery, I plan on taking off. Maybe even the day after.
Yeah. But I won't record those days because there'll be way too much
shit going on.
Yeah. But yeah, you never know. If you just keep coming back, you'll learn all the things about our lives you didn't know you wanted to know or didn't. Who knows? I don't know. I have plans. Again, summer plans. I've talked to Jesse about them. We'll see if I actually do them and follow through and things to keep Piper busy.
It'd be nice because that's the plan. To try and just be as active as we can and enjoy being outside as much as we can while the weather will permit, because Piper enjoys being outside. We enjoy being outside.
Yes, 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 and yes. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, no, I think that about covered it for today.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we thank everybody for coming back and checking us out, taking a listen.
Hey, if anybody listening wants to like hang out the summer with me and Piper, if you're around.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
You know how to reach me.
There you
go. On the Instagram if you don't have my number.
On the Insta.
Just saying. Just saying. What's the Instagram called? What's my Instagram called? Yes. Changing the Chances. Oh, so if you don't know, Changing the Chances on Instagram, you can find us there. Give us a follow. Give us a like. I don't know. Don't. That was terrible. Don't listen to me. Okay. Ugh. Ugh. All those words were just ugh. Anyways.
Thanks for coming back.
We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye.